The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There is good. That'll teach her to look so good and feel so right. It's understood. I had to reach her. I let the wheel of fortune spin. I touched her hand before the clouds started crashing in. Now I'm higher than a kite, I know.
8:06, this is the Piscopo in the Morning program. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Joe is off this week. He's going to be back on Monday. Thank you for listening. We want to congratulate the winner of our Michaels of Brooklyn trivia question. The winner was Anthony DeRay of Flushing, New York. Clearly, probably a relative of the great Mario DeRay from Staten Island, New York. So congratulations, Anthony DeRay. You will be a proud winner of six cases of Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. And the correct answer to that trivia question of what Amaretti is flavored with, Al, is actually... You were the conceptualizer of that question.
Yes, I was.
So
the
we'll defer
answer
to you.
Is almond.
Almonds, yes. Yes, and the phones just went crazy on that.
Well, listen, whenever you give something away for free, doesn't matter what. We could throw out 16,000 different topics. You get four phone calls. You tell somebody you're going to get a case of Michaels of Brooklyn sauce, that they can't call fast enough. They're falling over themselves to call to get a free case of sauce.
Well, it's good sauce.
And it's fantastic sauce. Just saying that we're just giving it away just to give it away. It is delicious sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
You talk about it all the time. Oh. It is, I mean, what you get in the restaurant, that's what's in the jar. There's no nonsense. You know, sometimes, you know, you get these restaurants, they outsource their production of sauces or whatever food, you know, in particular food that they make. And there's a drop-off in quality and taste, not with Michael's of Brooklyn sauce.
No, that is for sure. You know, you're absolutely right. So I was reading this one story in the papers
you
today.
Read?
Once in a blue moon.
Oh, right.
I was reading this one story, and we're going to talk with John Gambling next hour.
I can't wait. That's great.
Yeah, and coming up later this hour, we'll talk with Jonathan Friedman, who's hosting a new sports show on Saturday nights in our station. But one story caught my attention, and it had to do with a Department of Corrections officer who was fired on Tuesday for failing a drug test. Now, initially, the reaction you think is, okay, you know, he failed the drug test. Of course he should be fired.
Right.
But an administrative law judge recently cleared him of the allegations on the grounds that his positive results were likely caused by eating a poppy seed bagel.
Oh, no. Come on. Stop.
And not for getting high on dope. So Officer Elizer Pays, who makes $82,000 a year that you, the taxpayers of the city of New York, are paying for. He thought he caught a break 2 months ago when Judge John Spooner bought the argument of a drug expert that he hired to back up his claim that his positive test results were due to an innocent bagel with some poppy seeds on it. This is what the judge said. Quote, based upon the evidence in this case, I conclude that the most likely source of the positive morphine and codeine test results was the ingestion of poppy seeds and not the use of medications. That's what the judge said in June 6th. But the judge's findings were only a recommendation, and the Department of Corrections Commissioner Cynthia Brand declined to take the judge's recommendations as she notified this 10-year veteran that he's being fired anyway. So the lawyer from Mr. Pays says we're very surprised and disappointed by this. The judge heard multiple days of testimony, weighed the evidence, and gave a well-reasoned decision. And while the commissioner appears to have reached her conclusion first and worked backwards to justify it. Now, my heart goes out to this guy. If this is indeed the case that this false drug test was a result of a poppy seed bagel, I love poppy seed bagels. I eat them just in the hopes of getting high. And
no, you don't.
I do. And we had him here yesterday. Did nothing for me. But I feel that it's awful that this correction officer should lose his job for eating a poppy seed bagel. You
they
know,
really
tomorrow.
They really determined that.
The judge determined and an expert witness determined. You're not buying it.
No, I'm not.
You know, how come?
Not buying it at all. Because I don't think that that's a proper, I don't know. I just think there's something else here. Had this guy been caught with drugs before?
No. Well, I don't know. Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Not based on anything, the stories that are written
If
today.
It's a one-time thing, then maybe I have some sympathy for this guy that maybe they should have, you know, allowed the test and he should have retained his job. But if in any way this guy had been suspended before from smoking marijuana or something else or taking some other type of drugs, no. Get him out. Goodbye. See you later.
You know what? I'm curious if this has happened to anyone else. If you've had a poppy seed bagel or poppy seed chicken, like Elaine in that episode of Seinfeld, where she couldn't go to Africa to see the Bushmen. If this has happened to you, give us a call. 877-970-2999. And do you agree with Al and the Commissioner of Corrections, Cynthia Brand, that this officer should be fired? Or do you agree with me and Mr. Pays's lawyer that he shouldn't be fired? Opium, of course, comes from the poppy plant, but the seeds don't contain the drug. They can, however, pick up some opiate residue on them during the processing if they aren't washed enough. That's according to the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. This is what the judge said. The expert that reviewed this case was Alahi Saini, who has a group called LabCorp. They conducted the test for the city, and they said that the test results were inconsistent with ingestion of poppy seeds alone. That's what the expert said. Excuse me.
Okay.
But the judge concluded that the drug expert, who holds a PhD in toxicology and teaches the subject to medical students, had a better understanding and better grasp of the issue than this expert. This is what the judge wrote. Mr. Sine's statements as to the impossibility of poppy seed cooked products producing codeine levels above the legal cutoffs were convincingly refuted by the toxicology articles. Now, my whole point here is, if we're going to have administrative judges make determinations about cases, what sense does it make if we're just going to ignore whatever the judge says? I think the commissioner should have gone with what the administrative judge said here. Maybe I'm being naive. 877-970-2999. I do want to wish a happy anniversary to my mother, Stephanie. Not that she's married, but today she is celebrating her 30-year anniversary at her current company, TIAA. It used to be called TIAA Cref. Now it's called TIAA. She started 30 years ago today. So
wow,
happy anniversary,
awesome.
Mom.
Happy anniversary,
I think it's very few people that are with any job for 30 straight years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do you know of anyone else that's in the same job for 30 years or the same company for 30 years?
Wow, I have to think about that.
I think Mark DeBoer might be in the same company for 30 years working here at
Sony. Not quite 30, but close.
I bet he's close to 30.
He's probably close to 30.
Yeah, but other than that, I think that's pretty rare. So,
Stu's
here.
Engineer.
30 years at this company?
Might be. He's close. He's been here since, you know, since almost the very beginning.
No,
so.
he'd been working in radio since Marconi was invented.
No, stop.
It's true.
He's not that
yes,
old.
He is. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Michael in Highland Park, New Jersey. Hello there, Michael.
Hi. It's nice to talk to you. I had a test for an employment position with Sears Corporation, a lab test, and it came out positive for opiates, for narcotics. And I went back to the lab, and they asked me if I had eaten anything with poppy seed. This was about 15 years ago. And I said, yes, I had had a poppy seed strudel the night before. And they said, come back in 72 hours and we'll retest you. And they retested me and it came out negative and I got the job.
Well, so it did have that effect in your case and altered the test results.
Yes.
Wow. Now, your name is Michael, not Michelle?
It's Michaelin.
Oh, Michaelin. I see. That makes more sense to me. So things worked out for you. at the end of the day. Good. And you still...
And the people in the lab were already alert to the fact that if somebody ingested poppy seed, they may turn out positive for narcotics.
Well, and the thing that I don't understand, Michael, and look, I know that just from life experience and watching Seinfeld, but I don't understand why the folks that did this toxicology test at the Department of Corrections didn't necessarily realize that. Why didn't they give this officer a chance to test again a week or so later, as they did with you?
They very well should have, as far as I'm concerned, because it's easy to rectify if, in fact, someone isn't taking narcotics for very long. You know, if it's something like poppy seed, it passes out of the system, apparently, within 72 hours.
Yeah, no. I thank you for sharing that, Michael, and appreciate it. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Joan in Brooklyn. Joan, what's on your mind?
My son was routinely tested by the Port Authority, and all of a sudden he got called down for a retest. And he went into Manhattan, and he said, look, I didn't do anything. And I think they tested him again, and then he said, hey, I did have a poppy bagel. And they said, oh, that happens all the time. And they dismissed it right away.
Well, see, and that's what is so...
It does happen. So that... tell Cthulhu that, he's a little premature with his whole fire him.
Well, it's not
no,
just
Joan,
Alva.
I said if it was a one-time thing, you got to be listening to the whole
right.
the whole
no,
thing, Joan.
I
if it was
whole...
a one-time, hold on a second now. If it was a one-time thing, then okay, then hire this guy back. But if he has any other type of drug violation, then he should be fired. Plain and simple. And you know what? If poppy seed bagels do give false positives, then here's the thing. Don't eat a poppy seed bagel. There are plenty of other flavors to choose
they're
from.
Delicious.
Though. That's
they're
the
delicious.
Bottom line.
Thank you for the call, Joan. But you know what? The thing, to Joan's point, it's not just Al that's saying this. The Department of Correction is saying this. They told the New York Post, they're standing by the decision saying, quote, there is no real evidence that a few poppy seeds can make you fail a drug test. Well, you just heard from Michaelin that it made her fail a drug test. You just heard from Joan that it made her son fail
a
drug test.
But they're talking about scientific evidence.
Well,
is there scientific evidence that proved this? I mean, you have to have, you know, it's the same thing when we run a story. You have to have two sources.
Right, okay.
You have to have two people, have to have two people that can verify that the thing actually happened. If you have scientific evidence that it happened. But again, if this is the case that every once in a while that it causes a false positive, don't eat poppy seed bagels.
But, okay, in fairness, this correction officer, he did not know that he was going to be tested. It's a surprise drug test. So, I mean, what is he supposed to never have a poppy seed bagel? Because
But the point is, if you know that you got... Yeah, but he knew going into the job, you may be randomly selected to be tested.
So you do one or two...
It's the same thing with athletes.
So just test him again a couple days later, like they did for Michael Lynn at her job.
Well, obviously there's more to this story. There has to be. They couldn't have just fired him just for a one-time thing.
All right, so we'll leave this up to our Piscopo in the Morning jury. On the one side, you have Al Cthulhu and Commissioner Cynthia Brand. On the other side, you have this officer, Elizer Pays, and his attorney, and Frank Moreno, who say, give this guy another test, and if he passes and shows no signs of drugs, give him his job back. I think it's crazy that this guy's been fired. 10 years of dedication and work, doing tough work. Do you know how tough it is to be a correction officer? They're the New York's boldest. 877-970-2999. What say you? Susan in Long Island. Hello there, Susan.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling just to verify that Al is wrong. I'm on your side. My son, who was a med student at the time, failed a random drug test because he had had a poppy seed bagel a couple of hours earlier because it was the first test he had ever failed. They did some investigation, and they found that it was absolutely possible that it was the poppy seed bagel. He never did drugs before. He never did drugs since. Fortunately, happily, he is now a physician in residence, and they gave him future tests, and he never failed again.
Right.
But it's absolutely possible, and in the medical school, they explained at the time how it happened, and they gave him all the medical information, and after that, he really never had a poppy seed bagel again because he's afraid.
Well, I mean, clearly, he went with the Al method there and skipped them all together. Thank you, Susan. I'm glad he's okay. But according to Dr. Sawyer, who is this drug expert that testified to the court, He said that the test results showed 522 nanograms per milliliter of morphine and 358 nanograms per milliliter of codeine. And that could only be explained by eating poppy seed bagels because the quantities of the drugs were inconsistent with heroin or individual morphine and codeine in ingestion. So according to Dr. Sawyer, the federal government in 1997 raised the threshold for testing positive for drug use to 2,000 nanograms after studies showed that unwashed poppy seeds could produce levels above 300 nanograms, which is the current threshold still being used by the Department of Correction. So that's interesting. The Department of Correction is using an old threshold rather than kind of go in line with what the federal government is doing.
Okay, and my so other then you question know what has to happen?
They should change the standards.
It has to be collectively bargained and changed. But right now, they're going with the older threshold. So unfortunately, this guy is out of a job because they're going by an older test. Yeah. Now, does he have a case? Does he have a case in court? Maybe he does.
Yeah, but again, this guy now, again, he was making a decent salary.
I understand that.
$82,000,
no. I understand that.
You know, my heart really goes out to this guy. I want to squeeze in one more quick call here, and then we'll move on. 877-970-2999. Ed in Manhattan, you are a correction officer?
Yes, 30 years.
So tell us about your experience.
Well, I could tell you one thing. The department has a zero tolerance policy, and that's been in effect for many, 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 many years. As far as ingesting a poppy seed bagel and coming up with a false positive, I don't believe it. I'll be honest with you.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it. Not at all. Now, the department does not do the testing itself. It uses independent labs, and they take two samples when they do a test. So it's kind of open and shut for this guy. And you can't say, oh, give me 3 days and we'll retest. Well, heroin, cocaine, these types of opioids are out of your system in 3 days.
Yeah.
All you have to do is stop using them.
Very interesting, Ed. Interesting perspective. The thing that I wonder, though, is why bother having administrative judges? Why bother having judges even hold hearings on this? We're just going to have a judge hold an administrative hearing and then say, oh, we don't care what you say. We're firing them anyway. What's the point? I mean, why waste the time in going through a judicial hearing if the department's going to fire you anyway? I don't get it. Debbie Duhame, do you stay away from poppy seed bagels in the hopes of not failing drug tests?
Exactly. I haven't had a poppy seed bagel in ages. You know, just stick with, you know, the wheat bagel or something like that, and you'll be
Plus
all set.
Get in your teeth.
They do get in your teeth. Yeah, you're right about that.
That's unbelievable, though, how these tests, that it's altered because of the poppy seeds. Unbelievable.
That's for sure. So what do you prefer, sesame seed, or you stick with no seeds?
I like the whole wheat bagel.
Yeah, that's probably
the
best
thing for you. Trying to stay healthy.
I mean, bagels in general aren't really a health food, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
you've got to
get delicious, but...
You got to cut half of the dough out
exactly,
and then have it.
Exactly.
Yeah, then you're good. Then you can have your egg with it, Frank, and you'll be all set,
exactly,
okay?
Exactly. Well, how the roads looking, Deb?
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. 9 canceled trains this morning with a positive train control. Hudson Line of Metro North, a 10-minute delay because of a track condition. And we're still seeing delays with New Jersey Transit, with LIRR, up to an hour on the Ronkonkoma, Oyster Bay, and Port Jeff branches because of earlier problems. We're going to take it over to the Hudson River crossings inbound side of the GWB. Still holding out to a minor delay here at the inbound GWB about 15 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 25. 280 West at the Garden State Parkway accident. Garden State Parkway south of 147, a collision there. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer. on August 10th. Get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog?
I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, in theaters this Friday.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smart way to buy. .com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President by former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Enter to win a copy of Sean Spicer's The Briefing at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
All right. I want your attention if you are a commercial building owner, if you are a landlord, if you are a property manager, if you are a condo or co-op board member. The rest of you, take a break for 60 seconds. I just want to talk to those people, the commercial building owners, the landlords, the property managers, the condo or co-op board members. Is your building's exterior or roof looking weather-worn and shabby? Come on. Admit it, it is. It's time to give my friend Susan Safis at Rhino Shield a call. And we are friends. It's not something that I just say in commercials. We hang out all the time. And Susan was telling me that she did a great job at St. Joseph by the Sea High School on Highland Boulevard in Staten Island. St. Joseph by the Sea, great reputation. A lot of Staten Island's current and former elected officials went there. Vinny Ignizio went there, Joe Borelli. I think even the new Republican chairperson, Brendan Lantry. But they all had the same complaint. They said the roof was just terrible. The stucco was faded and dark. There was unsightly vines growing all over the place. And they said, look, it was difficult to learn when there's unsightly vines growing on some walls and there's rust-stained lines running down from metal doors and window bars. Look completely unkempt. So I actually visited the school. I took a field trip there. And I thought when I graduated, my days of field trips were over. But I saw the finished product, and it looks like new. It looks clean, bright, white stucco. The vines have been removed. There's no unsightly rust. There's no stains anymore. I suggest you go and look at the before and after pictures on RhinoShieldOfNewYork.com. Rhino Shield exterior coating fights the aging effects of everyday weather and wear and tear on the exterior of roofs of all buildings. It protects, it waterproofs, it insulates as well. There's no more chipping, no more peeling, never paint your property again. Did you hear what I said? Never's a long time. Guaranteed for 25 years. That's call 877-744-6608. That's 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Eric Metaxas.
A show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Did you give it up? 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 Did you give it up?
828. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk with Jonathan Friedman. He's the host of a new show on Saturday nights. Talking sports here on AM 970, The Answer, and I'm looking forward to listening to it. I'm also looking forward to listening tonight to the Cats at Night program from 5 to 6, because John Catsimatidis had dinner with President Trump last night. How did that go? I can't wait to hear how that one went. We're talking about this situation involving this correction officer who was fired for failing a drug test because he claims he ate a poppy seed bagel. The other interesting story that came out of yesterday was our friends over at the PBA, led by their president, Pat Lynch. This is, of course, the union that represents New York City's police officers. They want to reform the parole guidelines to keep cop killers behind bars for life. So they had Pat Lynch did this press conference yesterday, flanked by dozens who've lost loved ones in the line of duty. And he's calling on the state to revise parole guidelines so those who are convicted of killing police officers are no longer eligible to leave prison. You know, it's amazing to me that we even need to get into a situation like this. I can't even believe that this is not already the case. Apparently, according to Pat Lynch, prisons currently house 59 convicted cop killers who were sentenced when life without parole and the death penalty were not options for judges, which means they may one day be eligible for parole. Lynch talked about the case of Salvatore DiSarno, who was convicted of killing Officer Cecil Sledge in 1980, and he's going to be up for parole next month. And he pointed out, and I think he's right, that it's appalling that this monster could actually be released into the public. Parole guidelines, in my view, and I'm glad Pat Lynch mentioned this, they need to be changed.
100%. You kill a cop, you go away forever. That's it. Plain and simple. If you're not going to have the death penalty, if you're going to get rid of the death penalty in the state, or it's not an option at that point, the person has to spend the rest of their life behind bars.
Absolutely. What say you? 877-970-2999. You want to talk poppy seeds, parole, the Manafort trial, anything and everything. Any subject is fair game. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Hank in Browns Mills, New Jersey. Hello there, Hank.
Well, I bet Katz called up all the managers of Christini's and said raise the price of poppy seed bagels 50% to 100%. If you buy a pack of cigarettes today or a carton of cigarettes, it has a caution thing on the side of it. If this thing is so obvious through the years, why hasn't the Department of whatever put something on this as a caution that this is whatever it is?
Because Hank, it's not. Okay. It hasn't been Hank. It hasn't been proven. You know what I mean? It hasn't been proven that it could cause a false positive. They're saying in 90% of the cases, it's never. It's that's not a reason. So you can't put that on.
Well, but so Al, do you believe the caller Michael Lynn that said she failed a drug test because of the poppy seed bagel?
According to her company, maybe she did. I don't know. Right. But again, it's you know, if you know that this has happened, if this has gone on for years, you know, why just avoid it? Just avoid taking it.
Yeah,
eating it.
But look, poppy seed bagels are not harmful beyond the empty calories. There's no reason people shouldn't be able to eat them and enjoy them. The federal government has raised the standards necessary.
Okay, but again, the corrections officers has to collectively bargain that now in their next round of negotiations to say, hey, listen, there's a stronger threshold or a weaker threshold, whatever the case may be. It has to be collectively bargained. But again, If the corrections officers has a zero tolerance policy, then you have to be aware that anything that could cause a positive test should be avoided. If poppy seed bagels are one of them, you avoid eating them.
All right, I guess that's a good point. Thank
you. I mean, you got to be smart. I mean, it's the whole thing. You have to be smart there. It's the same thing with athletes that test positive for these substances that are banned by whatever league bans them. Right? I love when they go, I unknowingly took a substance. No, you're an athlete. And you know exactly what you put in your body. Most of the time, at least 95 to 99% of the time, I do not believe an athlete when they say, I unknowingly ingested a substance. That's nonsense. Your job is to be ready to play. You're going to take nutritional supplements that are legal and across the board so that you don't have this mistake. I'm sorry.
Well,
No
need to be sorry, Al. Someone that we are going to miss is Robert Redford, who announced this week that he's actually going to retire from acting following the release of his upcoming film, The Old Man and the Gun. Now, Robert Redford, irrespective of what you think of his politics or his personal life or anything like that, this man is a true Hollywood legend. Whether you're talking Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, whether you're talking The Sting, which is probably my favorite Robert Redford movie, The Great Gatsby, Out of Africa. This guy is an actor's actor. But he said this week, Quote, never say never, but I pretty well concluded that this would be it for me in terms of acting. Now, Al, you and I were talking the other day.
Yeah.
I feel like we've heard this before. I feel like he retired a few times.
He did. I thought I could almost swear a number of years ago he had announced that he was retiring from acting or was scaling back or not, whatever. And then all of a sudden, he was in a slew of films. Now, I understand he wants to keep the Sundance Film Festival going. He's one of the big contributors to that. He created it. But I love these announcements. He's retiring from acting. It's different when an Alan Alda says, I have Parkinson's and I want people to know, or I have Alzheimer's, or whatever the case may be. I'm retiring from acting.
Yeah.
Listen, Robert Redford, I love the stuff that you're in, but nobody cares.
Well, I'm going to miss him if he really
of
does
course.
Step back.
No, but I know that. But eventually, you have to retire.
That's
right?
What leads me to think that maybe this is just promotion for this movie, The Old Man and the Gun, with Casey Affleck, because you know,
it's
look,
not getting enough buzz.
No, yeah, he's, right, exactly. Right, look at all the extra attention he's now bringing to this.
It's right around
because
Oscar
it's his,
time.
It's his last movie. You got to go see it.
It's not coming out until when? September?
I think so. I never heard of it before he made.
Before
the
he made him right, but I'm saying September. It's getting towards the end of the year. Oscar nomination. Maybe.
It reminds me, Francis Ford Coppola, 10 or 11 years ago, directed or produced some movie. I think he directed it. And he said this is the best movie he's ever done, including The Godfather. Now, as we sit here now,
right.
I cannot remember the title of what that movie is. I never saw it. I don't think most people saw it. So not having seen it, maybe I'm not in the best position to judge. But I can tell you, if it was better than The Godfather,
you'd
I would have seen
it.
Right. Somebody would have told me, you have to see this movie.
Right.
And everyone said, rightly so at the time, Coppola is just doing this to drum up publicity for the movie.
Right.
I have a feeling we're seeing that a little bit with Redford here. 877-970-2999. Let me say hello very quickly to Joe in Passaic. Hello there, Joe. You're on Piscopo in the Morning.
Yes, good morning. There was an old TV show called Harrigan and Son. Pat O'Brien was a lawyer. And his client claimed that by eating a certain type of soda cracker, that it would make him appear drunk. And he got arrested for drunk driving. And what happened was they went in front of the court, in front of the judge, and he was deemed 100% sober. And in front of everybody, he started eating the crackers, and then he just started to display the symptoms of being a drunk.
Well, so there's really a cracker that can do that?
This was a long time ago.
Yeah, but this was, you're saying, Joe, this was a TV show, right?
Yeah, Harrigan and Son. It was a TV show based on lawyers. And
We don't know if this was a true story or not, right? They could have just created this for effect, right?
Of course, this is possible. But why not take the concept and go in front? Okay, is this guy sober right now? His blood is clean?
Take
a blood test and show it.
Well, urine test in this case. I think that's a fine idea. I think any sort of a second test, thanks for the call, Joe, would be a fine idea. Let me take a break now. When we return, we're going to talk with Jonathan Friedman. He is the new savior of AM 970. He's going to take our station to the great lengths that we need to be at. And he's going to do it by talking sports. Every Saturday night, we're going to give you a preview of what you can look forward to hearing every Saturday night. I know many of you relieved you no longer have to hear Al's beer show.
Again, publicly taking a shot at me. My show is moving to another day and time, Sunday nights at 11 p.m.
Absolutely.
I'm very happy that it's there. I'm not, listen.
We all are.
We need all the money that we can get.
Absolutely.
Let's put it that way, all right?
All right, we'll continue with Jonathan Friedman next, but first here's Al Gattulo, no longer on Saturday nights with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Romano stirring the pot. Yet again. 77 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One New Jersey legislator is suggesting some speed limits on major roadways should be raised to match the rate drivers are actually driving at. Republican State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says simply posting a rigid speed limit on roads like the Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway doesn't work. He feels the state should instead determine the typical speed driven by 85% of motorists on a road and then make that the posted speed limit. O'Scanlan has since tweeted that the suggestion of lowering speed limits is only done so more traffic tickets can be issued. A new law cracks down on unscrupulous Airbnb hosts in New York City. Mayor de Blasio has signed a landmark law that forces Airbnb to disclose information about exactly who's leasing out apartments, including names, addresses, and URLs. The law, which takes effect 6 months from now, comes with steep fines and is meant to root out landlords who are turning apartments into illegal hotels. Airbnb is slamming the law, saying it's backed by the hotel industry and fails to defend the needs of middle-class New Yorkers who rely on renting their homes to get by. In sports, Miguel Andujar singled in a run in the 13th as the Yankees beat the White Sox 4-3. Mets fell behind 5-1 in the third inning, lost 6-1 to the Reds. Starter Jason Vargas gave up three in the first before a long rain delay ended his night after just 14 pitches. Sports is sponsored by Rawlings, the finest in the field. Visit Rawlings.com for more information. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. We're still seeing delays here with the LIRR. An hour delay on the Ronkonkoma, Oyster Bay, and Port Jefferson branches due to some ongoing signal problems. Several trains canceled this morning with New Jersey Transit. 10 canceled trains because of positive train control. Hudson Line of Metro North, we're seeing delays between Croton Harmon and Peekskill as well. Let's take a ride to the roads and see how things are shaping up right now. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly here at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel still holding out to a 20-minute wait. Holland 20, GWB is moving okay, but we're getting reports of a tractor-trailer that lost a tire on the upper level. Let's go to 280 West at the Garden State Parkway, a collision. Garden State Parkway South at 147. That's an accident being cleared. And you're still seeing some delays here as you take a ride over to the Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike with a collision. Partly cloudy today, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Bubba Burger. Bubba Burger is America's favorite burger. The quality and convenience from a brand you trust. Many choices. The Bubba Original, Angus, Turkey, and Veggie Burgers. All ready when you are. The brand, the quality, the convenience. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. As a broadcaster, I love interviewing compelling guests. And I know AM 970 listeners want the same thing. So here's the deal. Check out my TV series, One-on-One, with me, Steve Adubato, for great conversations with fascinating people. Tune in weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13 at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One on One with Steve Adubato.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
When you call, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code THEANSWER.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
844. This is Piscopo in the morning. The big time. AM 970, The Answer. Frank Morano here with Al Gattullo. I just got a message from my longtime companion. She advised, you should stop being annoying to your colleagues. You have enough enemies. Which I think is...
Again, yeah. Reason number 675 why I love your longtime companion.
Yeah, you know, we were sitting yesterday. We were sitting yesterday and having dinner, and I made a list of all of the people that are out to get me. And it was a lengthy list, right? Mm. I mean, a long list.
Am I on
list.
That list?
No. And that's
good,
the thing.
Because I'm not out to get
she
you.
She brings up a good point that maybe like the people that, you know, that I'm going out of my way to tease, maybe I should give them a break when I have so many real enemies. So I'm going to take a break for 24 hours from teasing any of my colleagues. So,
and how much are you willing to bet on that one?
We'll see. Only 24 hours.
I notice you don't want to bet on that one.
No, I'm not betting. But I'll tell you what is legal now in New Jersey, and maybe even soon in New York, sports betting. And that's where, if you're a bettor, perhaps you want to be listening to Talkin' Sports every Saturday night from 8 to 10. We are thrilled to be joined by the new host of that program, Jonathan Friedman. Jonathan, thanks for coming on the radio with us this morning.
Oh, Frank and Al, I'm calling you my new trollers. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm real excited to get going on Saturday evening. Ready to go here.
So give us a preview, Jonathan, of what your show is going to be like. Why should folks that are interested in sports listen to your show on Saturday night rather than one of the all sports stations?
That's a good question. Well, I bring a lot of energy to a sports talk. I like to get as much in as I can in that 2 hour, whether it's talking professional, college. Here's another thing. If you listen to a lot of sports talk shows and they have a topic, right, and they're talking New York Giants football, for example, you can only call during that time. You can only speak about that if you call during that time. I'm not like that. I'm so happy to speak to callers, for example. Even if I'm talking about a specific subject, I still, please call us on the Gotta Go to Moe's call-in line, and we will, we're going to take your call. The motto of the show is, you bring it, we'll talk about it. Love to talk professional college sports. Actually, a lot of sports. Just don't call with any soccer questions because I might not be able to answer those questions. Just a lot of fun. We like to give you a lot of information. And we also have this new segment in the second hour called You Can't Stump Marty, which is going to be if you can remember the old ESPN show, Stump the Schwab, you'll have an opportunity to call and ask Marty a trivia for either New York Giants, Jets, Yankees, and Mets. Right now we're going to do it seasonally, and you'll try to stump him. And if you do stump him, which I doubt, but if you do, you'll be receiving a Talking Sports You Can't Stump Marty t-shirt. But lots to go over. Our producer is going to keep us updated throughout the whole night on sports. We're about to hit the college football season. There's just so much going on, and you can hear it in my voice right now how I'm just ready to go.
Well, Jonathan, I'm not going to ask you a question about soccer because I can't stand the sport, and I was never a big fan of the Stump the Schwab show anyway on ESPN. But you talk about the Giants for a second here. Odell Beckham Jr. is looking to get a new contract. His agent was in town earlier this week, left without getting a contract extension. How do you feel about Odell getting a new contract? Should he get one? Should the Giants sign him to a long-term deal before the season, or should they let him write out his contract here and sign him after the season?
Well, you know, receivers is a tough thing to come by in the National Football League, a top number one guy. What's going to happen is Odell's agent's going to say to him, listen, you keep your mouth shut. You let this run. We're going to let this run by October. Talking Sports is telling you now, by October, if he keeps his mouth shut, he produces touchdowns, and the Giants are in a winning ways at that point, he will be signed by October. That's the best knowledge I can give you on that. Hey, he's a quality receiver. And the guy next to him on the other side is what's going to even make him even better with Sterling.
Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, exactly. He's become a quality number two. And with those guys, they're going to have, and with the running back now, the Giants are going to have some success going into the season. He's going to get signed. There's no doubt about it. They may not sign him to an extension. They may just rip that up and sign him to a new deal.
Well, Saquon is certainly going to change, is a game changer for the Giants. It was a surprise because everybody thought they were going to go quarterback there in the first round. But, you know, I have to say Saquon gives them the best chance with Eli Manning under center to succeed and make another championship run. On the other side, the other team that plays in the building, the Jets, what do you think of these couple of quarterbacks here? Who do you think is going to start the season? And at some point, are we going to see Sam Darnold on the field for the Jets this year?
Oh, no. no doubt. You'll see him on the field this year. Can I tell you if it's going to be week one, week two, week three, sure. week four? It depends on preseason and what's happening. I will tell you this, though. Jet fans need to think the macro. The Jets have a solid defense. And if you noticed last year, the Jets were in every ball game they played in. Their coach is from that Bill Parcells tree. He's going to get the most out of his players. And you'll see the Jets will have success. Don't have these crazy expectations because the number one quarterback that's the future guy, he's going to struggle. All NFL quarterbacks do. It's just the way it goes in this league. So exciting for the New York Jets. He'll be on the field soon. I can't tell you exactly when, but I do believe it'll be in the first, probably after. If he's not on by week five, he'll be on after that.
Now, Jonathan, let me ask you, there are a lot of folks in our audience that may not necessarily follow sports as religiously as you or Al, but there's all sorts of sports issues that tend to go beyond the sports page. Doping in baseball, for instance, the national anthem controversy in football, the concussion controversy in football, the numerous issues that go beyond the sports page, the issue of transgender athletes in the Olympics. Are you going to be tackling all those issues as well, or are you going to kind of stay away from the more controversial issues related to
sports? Well, no, we'll certainly. I have my opinions on the Colin Kaepernick situation. I think what Al had said earlier, you know, it's inexcusable for an athlete, a pro athlete, to fail a drug test and come back, well, I didn't know. You got trainers, you got the team, you know, they know what they can take and what they can't take and try to get away with nonsense and what have you. So, yeah, we talk about a lot of those issues. I won't get into the Colin Kaepernick situation right now, but, yes, we do go beyond what's happening on the field.
Well, best of luck with the new show, Jonathan. We're excited to have you on the station, and I'm looking forward to seeing you around here on the weekend.
Okay, guys, all the best to both of you, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much. 877-970-2999. One quick story in line with what we were talking about. Debbie Duhaime,
yes.
I'm just seeing this from Newsweek. This is incredible that this would happen now, but a poppy seed bagel is apparently to blame after a woman tested positive for opiates during labor. Elizabeth Eden giving birth to her daughter. It's unlikely she anticipated a poppy seed bagel would prompt doctors to report her to authorities.
Whoa.
But that's precisely what caused doctors in Baltimore County, Maryland, that's what happened. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but you don't give blood when you're having labor. They don't take your blood.
Well,
how did this happen?
After we return, we're
going to
dig into this a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's poppy seed bagel day here on the Piscopo in the Morning show. How are the roads looking, Debbie?
Let's see what's happening right now, Frank. First of all, we're still seeing delays with the LIRR on the Fort Jeff, the Ronkonkoma, and the Oyster Bay branches, up to a 45-minute delay because of earlier problems. Also delays on the downtown NNQ trains because of a stalled train. New Jersey Transit, 10 canceled trains this morning for positive train control. Let's take it to the inbound GWB upper level. Tractor trailer lost its tire, but a minor delay there, about 10 minutes. Lincoln, that's going to be 15. Holland, about 25. Traffic moving slowly on the Garden State Parkway south of 147 with a collision. And we're still seeing delays on the LIE this morning. LIE westbound stop-and-go traffic right through Woodhaven Boulevard out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Whitestone Bridge into the Bronx. It's an accident blocking one lane. So do expect some delays there as well. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Walsh wants to see a different kind of reform.
We got problems in our big cities in this country between police officers and black Americans. And the answer is always police departments need to reform themselves.
Never looks at the community.
How can black urban America reform themselves?
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I have two very special guests from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 3. And we are here to talk about the strike that's been going on since March 28, 2017. Tell us what company that is.
Well, it's Charter Communications, doing business as Spectrum here in New York City.
It's extremely difficult. We have members that have lost their houses, have lost their cars. We have families that are suffering because of the strike and because of what Charter Spectrum is doing. We've had over a 40-year bargaining relationship, you know, with this company prior, so there's really no reason for anyone to be suffering. And it's not about money. They can afford to maintain the pension and health care coverage that the members have always had. This is about union busting.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
How can I enjoy my summer vacation with this ringing in my ears?
It's called tinnitus. If you've got it too, call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center on Long Island. Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld and her associates specialize in treating tinnitus. Other area specialists refer their tinnitus patients to the Hearing and Tinnitus Center. Find out why.
This is Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld. Our office has a variety of proven tinnitus therapies. If your ears are ringing, give us a call.
Call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center today. 516-364-0011. 516-364-0011.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Couple of minutes before 9 o'clock, the big story, as if it weren't speaking for itself, is the weather. Here to tell us what you can expect not only for today but the rest of the week is Joe Lundberg, who's in our AM 970 The Answer weather desk. Joe, what's it like out there now? What's it going to be like for the rest of the day?
It's humid right now. It's going to get hotter with temperatures getting back to 90. We got a heat advisory again for the city and the suburbs till about 6 this evening, and for good reason. It's going to feel like 100 this afternoon.
Ugh.
And that's going to make it unstable enough that we're going to get some big boomers late this afternoon and early tonight. And when I say that, just like what we saw yesterday, some gusty winds, a lot of lightning, and some flooding downpours, then tomorrow and Friday we're in the clear, partly sunny skies, mid to upper 80s, somewhat lower humidity. I do think we're going to see a shower and thunderstorm this weekend, but it won't be as hot, about 84, 85 for highs Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Joe, I was very upset I couldn't finish my cigar yesterday because the rain broke out, you know, where I live, and I had to stop. Now, I got to ask you, you're saying later this afternoon, is there any way I can squeeze a quick walk-in around 2:30, 3 o'clock, or they're going to be starting around then?
I think they'll start after that. That's my gut feeling on the tri-state. So I think you're okay. Take your walk in there and sweat to death.
No, that's what that's what I like. See, that's why I like the heat and humidity, because when I walk, I'm dripping when I get back.
Yes.
I feel better. I feel energized. And that's good, because it's not really a good pool day, because I don't want to have to get out of the pool after 10 minutes. So
we went for a ride last evening, dripping with sweat. It felt great. I loved it.
Yeah, see? I like it. See, Frank doesn't like it. He's not a big fan.
No, it's kind of gross. But Joe, I know you're working out like a madman all the time. Do you eat bagels?
I do eat bagels.
What's your take on the poppy seed bagel?
It's not high on my list.
Not high on your list.
Oh, good. See?
But you don't avoid it because of the issues of the false drug testing, do you?
No, if it's there and, you know, it's calling my name, I'll grab it.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you.
Cinnamon raisin bagels, Mike.
Yeah, all right, Joe. See, yeah. I like a good
cinnamon
raisin.
You like
cinnamon
raisin? Yeah. I'm never going to do too sweet for me.
It's perfect.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah. See?
All right. Well,
Joe gets it.
Thank you,
Joe.
Joe
and I are on the same wavelength.
He understands.
That's right.
You
thanks,
guys,
Joe.
You guys are kindred spirits. You guys should go for a bike ride together.
Yeah, all right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, Joe Lundberg. All right, if you want to comment on poppy seed bagels, you're welcome to, or how you cope with the hot, hot weather, you're welcome to. I am very excited because in about 25 minutes, we're going to talk with John Gambling,
yes,
the king of New York morning radio, a real legend. Very rarely does any radio interviews these days. He's going to come on with us. We'll talk about Alex Jones. We'll talk about the weather. We'll talk about what it's like living in Florida half the year and whatever else we can think of, and whether the correct pronunciation is tinnitus or tinnitus, because John suffers from it. So we'll ask him about that. We'll take your calls on anything and everything, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Coming up later, Manafort trial, day 7. We'll get a preview of what to expect with Karen DeSoto. But first, here's Al Gattulo with the news.
It's
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.